This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Welcome along to episode 7 of Down the Line, the football podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network as part of their C Sport Differently channel. So, yeah, welcome along, everybody. And we've got a couple of guests on today. We've got Bruce and Jan. So we'll chat about all the kind of football news and, yeah, look forward to the Premier League fixtures and the fixtures in Scotland as well this weekend. So, hi Bruce, hi Jan. So I guess the best place to start is with us, most appropriate I guess, as three Scottish football fans on the call, is with the Scotland national team results over the last week or so. So Scotland versus Poland at Hampden, which, yeah, it was, I guess, a similar theme with both matches that we'll talk about. Late heartbreak for Scotland. So I guess I'll come to yourself, Jan, first. A 3-2 defeat to Poland. And, I guess to start off with our Nations League campaign with maybe a disappointing result.
Yeah, it was very frustrating, but you kind of get used to it. It's a shame to say that. It kind of gets boring saying that. Got a couple of goals, which was good, but we... Again, shot ourselves in the foot. I don't know what it is with Scotland. There always seems to be a problem somewhere. It was at the back this time.
Yeah, I guess. Do you think it's a little bit of a worrying trend, Bruce, that we seem to find ourselves with these really late goals conceded for us? I guess we went for a nice spell under Steve Clarke where we were actually scoring the late winners and the late equalisers, which was a nice change. But yeah, we seem to have maybe unfortunately fallen into the pattern of some late conceding goals. If we look at the Hungary result in the Euros with a last minute winner for them, and then the last two games in Poland and Portugal,
it is concerning. I suppose one of the things that we need to remember is that of our last 8 or 9 games, all bar a couple of them have been against nations ranked above us. We've been punching above our weight, as it were. So perhaps there's a bit of been hanging on and hanging on, and eventually getting broken down towards the end of the game. But I think the defence is concerning because in recent times, last several years, it's been, well, our defence has been pretty solid, but we don't have much chance of scoring a goal. Whereas lately, it's been the other way around, really. Our defence has been weak. And what's really concerning is there's not a real pool of other candidates to say, oh, well, that's fine. We think Grant Hanley's not playing well, we can bring up person A, but there's not actually a massive pool of good candidates in there. And when we're playing against, you know, in our Nations League campaign, because we're in Group A, we're playing against three of the top teams in Europe. And so we need to be able to defend. And I think also we need to be able to replace our defenders with maybe half an hour or so to go to get fresher legs, fresher body on the pitch.
Bruce was saying as well about players coming through. There's nobody that seems to jump out. You know, with other teams like the England team, I know we'll come on to that in a minute, but with them, you look at I think they've got about 4 right backs and 5 left backs and God knows how many of this. We've not got any of that. So you take off one of our players, you're not really replacing them with a better player. And I think that's partly the problem.
Yeah.
In fact, well, we do have strength and depth at right back, but our first and second choices are both long-term injured, aren't they?
Yes, you're right, actually, now you say that. When's the day we're going to find an Ally McCoist or someone like, you know, somebody like that that can... It's just, that's not been the case for ages, had a good striker that can bang in the goals.
It's interesting.
It is quite worrying, that, really. Where are these Scottish strikers? They must be somewhere in the local parks.
I guess we'll switch attentions to England and their results. So a couple of 2-0 victories that they had. First up, away to Ireland on Saturday evening, late afternoon. And then on Tuesday night, it was 2-0. They beat Finland at Wembley. So two pretty routine victories for England. I think, Jan, you touched on just the amazing squad depth they had. Again, I'm looking at their squad list for this campaign that they've had, and there's players in there that aren't even household names, but yet they're walking into an England team, and it just shows that they probably have 2 or 3 layers deep of players that are just are world star, you know, world beaters already at kind of 18-19 years old. And it's, I guess a couple of 2-0 wins are pretty pretty routine.
I was listening to the radio yesterday, actually, and they were saying, oh, do you think Kyle Walker will be able to get back into this team? And it wasn't that long ago they were going on about he was world class and no one would budge him from that spot. And now they've got about four youngsters that are all coming in front of him because he's been injured. So I've absolutely, I mean, I know England is bigger than Scotland, blah, blah, blah. But where they get all these kids from who are coming through 18, 19 year old and just slipping into that team like they've never been away, it just makes you so jealous. It's like, where are all our ones? Surely some of these guys must have Scottish blood somewhere in them.
Yeah, Scottish granny's got to be there somewhere.
So, guys, the Wales game, the Aberdeen defender, Bruce, seemed to be getting a lot of stick when I was listening to the TalkSport 2 channel by Dean, I think it was Dean Saunders, wasn't very impressed with the Aberdeen defender.
I've not seen the report of the match, but we'll just have to see. I wasn't aware of that. I did hear, though, that Bojan Miovski scored for North Macedonia on Tuesday night against the great might of Armenia.
Can only beat what's in front of you.
Well, that's it.
And rounding up the other home nation results. So, yeah, as you mentioned, Wales, they took on Montenegro on Monday and beat them 2-1 away. And they also drew 0-0 with Turkey. And Northern Ireland, who beat Luxembourg 2-0 and lost away to Bulgaria on Thursday and Sunday, respectively. So hopefully, yeah, good luck to all the national teams going forward. And we'll just turn our attention to some club football ahead of the weekend. In the English Premier League, we have Southampton versus Man United. We have Brighton versus Ipswich, Crystal Palace versus Leicester, Fulham versus West Ham, Liverpool versus Notts Forest, Man City versus Brentford, Aston Villa versus Everton, Bournemouth versus Chelsea, and then on Sunday, guess the big game would be Tottenham at home to Arsenal, and then Wolves versus Newcastle. So North London derby on Sunday. Yeah, any kind of predictions for this weekend? Any upsets or?
I'd be hoping Tottenham might win that one, I have to say.
And the relegation clash of Southampton against Man United.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay, and yeah, we'll just finish off on the Scottish Premiership fixtures. So Aberdeen at home to Motherwell, Celtic versus Hearts, Hibs versus St Johnston, Ross County versus Dundee, St Mirren versus Kilmarnock, and then on Sunday it is Dundee United versus Rangers. So, yeah, start off maybe with, I guess, yourself, actually, Jan. We'll go Hibs versus St Johnston. Predictions for as a Hibs fan?
That big sigh tells you all, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it's what Fergie calls squeaky bum time with Hibs just now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So you don't really know what to predict with Hibs. We could get a decent performance and win. We could be rubbish and lose. So we could be rubbish and win, and we could be good and lose. This is Hibs for you. But I'm hoping...
One of the best predictions of the season there.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, any quick thoughts on how Aberdeen will get on this weekend?
I think we will continue the winning run. Yeah, we're playing Motherwell, who are a good team. In recent seasons, better than Aberdeen, really. But the way we are playing, and especially having the international break for Yemi Tallien to continue to get his new methods across the players, I think that we should win, and I think actually we might well win by two clear goals.
Confidence. There you go. I guess I'll just finish off by saying that obviously if anybody's listening and want to get involved in any of the chat, then yeah, feel free to give me a shout on neil.atkinson@rnib.org.uk or even through the helpline number for any of our services, which is 0303 123 9999. So yeah, thanks Bruce, thanks Jan, and yeah, I'll speak to you in the next few days, next couple of weeks.